God morning to you. Welcome back to the God School. Today I want to talk about basic Christianity, because I don't hear much of the truth of what being a Christian is. The words that give context to the message today come from the Apostle Paul. He says in the book of Romans, so as much as in me is ready to preach the gospel, the good news, the word of God, the God spell, that is, though to those who come under the influence of the word that God speaks, I am ready to preach the gospel to you. Paul says in Romans 1:16, that are at Rome also. Well, I'm speaking today to all you who are listening today, and that God might give you ears that you might hear and understand. Paul goes on to say, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power, dunamis, from which we get that word dynamite, of God unto salvation to all the ones faithing. He goes on to say, for therein, wherein? In the gospel, the good news is a righteousness of God revealed. That is, uncovered in the gospel of Christ, from faith to faith, that is, ek pistios, eis piston. And if you hear the words, it translates here, faith to faith. And in essence, what's being said here? When we begin to exercise faith, that is, grabbing hold and acting on the promises of God, because God spoke, and His word is more real than anything that we might see, feel, or encounter in this world. And we're encountering a lot of, you add your own words, but His word is more real. And He says in this gospel, a righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written. Oh, that the translators might not have been so fancy, but been consistent in translating this word, dikai usanein. When you encounter any DK word from the Greek, and you got to do some study to do that. We're not going into all the particulars this morning, but it says the righteous shall live by faith. Folks, we're talking here about a righteousness of God, which is given to the ones faithing. And, you know, it says a measure of faith later on in this book of Romans is dealt to every man. That which is available to everyone, faith, a gift of God, not of works, lest any should boast, by grace are we saved through faith, by grace, by faith are we made righteous, are we given the righteousness of God. Paul says, I'm not ashamed of this. I have a testimony not of myself, but of God. And that gives life. And we're talking about eternal life, folks. We're not talking about life here. You know, the apostle in this wonderful exposition of Christianity spends 6 chapters talking about faith, and then we get to the 7th, and Paul gives a personal testimony, not one of the past, but one in his present life as he is writing this epistle to the church, that is, to the people who belong to the Lord. He says, now we're getting down to the nitty-gritty, folks. He says, and in the 10th verse of the 7th chapter, in the commandment which was ordained to life, I found to be unto death. What was the commandment? Leviticus 18:5. Ye shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, which if a man do, he shall live in them. But the law that God says, by which we live, Paul says, was death unto him. Why? Because the law was designed to be a schoolmaster, to teach us. We fell short of keeping the law. Because if we kept the law, then would God see us as righteous? But none kept the law. It was there to teach us. To teach us. We could not keep the law. Let's go on and see what Paul is talking about. He said, For sin, taking occasion by the commandment, deceived me, and by it slew me. That's a hard one, folks. That commandment which was ordained to life was death unto me, but sin, hamartia in the Greek, means simply falling short. Paul doesn't waste time talking about that particular sin or this particular sin or whatever sin that either someone judges you by or you judge yourself by. Paul says, I judge not myself. The Lord is my judge, but the righteous by faith shall live. Commandment deceived me, and by it slew me. Wherefore, listen, the law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just and good. This was the law, a righteousness of God revealed, not performed by us. He goes on and in this, he's, making an argument within himself. He says, was then that which is good made death unto me? God forbid. It doesn't say God forbid. It says, let it not be. But sin, that it might appear sin working death in me by that which was good, a righteousness of God revealed in the law, that sin by the commandment might become exceedingly sinful. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I'm carnal, sold under sin. Listen, listen to the one, the Apostle Paul. If there is any denomination that might categorize me, I'm a Paulinist. I follow the lead or the leader that God gave, the Apostle Paul. Here's his testimony. He says, for that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that I do not. What I hate, that I do. Oh my goodness. Brother Paul, doing stuff that a Christian shouldn't be doing, but he finds himself doing it. He wouldn't, but he finds himself in this carnal state, in this old man state, doing that which he hates. If then I do that which I would not, I consent to the law that it's good. Oh, the law sounds good. It's appealing. I would do that. But Paul says he finds himself not doing that. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, I hope you're understanding this, that is in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. But it is the power of God, the gospel unto salvation. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, that is the law, I find not. Going back to that 15th verse, it says, for what I would, that I do not. Folks, God put this wooder, if you will, in the Apostle Paul. And God put this wooder in his chosen people, in his people that belong to him. He put this wooder in us. But to perform that which is good, I find not. For the good that I would, I do not. Paul, the great apostle, he's not talking about back when he was a Pharisee of the Pharisees. He's talking right now. I'm talking right now. You're hearing right now. For the good that I would, I do not. But the evil which I would not, that I do. The paradox of Christianity. Now, if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. He repeats itself. For I find then a law, nomos, a law of sin, that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God. After the inward man. What? After the inward man, Paul says of this inward man in 2 Corinthians 4, that it is renewed day by day. And it is renewed by faith, acting, grabbing a hold of the promises of God. I find then a law of sin, that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but see another law in my members, that is, in my flesh, warring against the law, that is, the law of God, he says, of my mind, bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. Oh, wretched man that I am! We taught on that center verse of Scripture, Psalm 118:8, which says, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man, that is, in our very existence, what we see, what we encounter, what we feel in the natural senses, but God says the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit, for they are discerned spiritually. He says the natural man can't receive it. And he cries because he understands and says, "Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death?" For sin comes death. I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. Paul says, okay, here it is. Here it is. The inward man, it's a new creature. It is a new creation in Christ Jesus. The Christian now is a dual personality. The old man, that which falls short, that which, though the inward man would, the outward man, he finds himself not doing it. What's the solution? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. There's no chapter and verse in Paul's epistle to the Romans. He goes on to say, there is therefore now no condemnation to those which are in Christ Jesus. The righteous by faith shall live. This is the promise of God. Condition established. I am a sinner. And despite what you think of yourself, you are a sinner. We're in an age, folks, where some seem to think they can judge by some criteria of sinfulness, bigotry, bias, and, you know, full of traditions of men, and somehow think that by their accusations, their judge, and that they have the ability to judge others. To hell with that argument. It is an argument, I tell you right now, born from hell. The Christian wakes up to the understanding that we are saved in Christ Jesus, wherein there is no condemnation, where God has placed those he chose for himself from before the foundation of the world. That same writer of Romans, the writer of the epistle to the Hebrews, writes in the 11th chapter and says, now faith is the substance. Hypostasis is the word. It's found in ancient archaeological digs, wherein one woman claiming right to the property says, here's my hypostasis, my title deed. She didn't have possession of the land, but she had the evidence that she had the right through the title deed of things hoped for. What's your hope? I hope it's in the Word of God. It is the evidence of things not seen. Paul says, we walk by faith and not by sight. In the sixth verse of that 11th chapter says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must faith that he is, that is, that God is, and that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. No man has seen God, but Christ has declared him. He has exegeted him. No man has seen God, but Christ has removed God from behind a curtain and put him on display. Eighth verse says, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went, but he was instructed to go out. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs, Isaac and Jacob, with him, that is, with Abraham, of the same promise. God had said, all the place, walk north and south and east and west, and all the place that thou touchest shall be yours. The heirs with him of the same promise. For he Abraham looked for a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. That's no place on this earth, folks. Through faith, listen. Through faith, also, Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age. It wasn't a natural happening, just like the birth of Jesus Christ was not a natural happening. And was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him, was persuaded of him, because she persuaded him faithful, who had promised. Who is that? That's God. God is faithful. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead. Abraham was an old man, and him as good as dead. So many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. God promised this to Abraham. Thy descendants shall be as the stars of the heavens and the sands of the sea. And these, listen, these all died in faith, not having received the promises, all the promises, but having seen them afar off and were persuaded of them and embraced them, grabbed hold of them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on earth. That's the attitude of the one operating in faith, not in the flesh, but in faith. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of the country from whence they came, Abraham could have gone back from where he came. They might have had the opportunity to return. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city. We are called to eternal life in Jesus Christ. And, you know, Jesus said, heaven and earth may pass away, but my word shall not pass away. I am not ashamed of the gospel. And I am trying to encourage God's children not to look on that which they see, but on that which God has spoken. And like Sarah, be persuaded that he who has called you is faithful and will also do it. And that's the God School for today.